Before we dive into today's podcast, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that this content is intended for general purposes only and should not be used to substitute professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your medical service practitioner based on your unique needs. Hi everyone, this is Kelly, your nutritional nerd, bringing you the health news you want to hear for the week of March 20th, 2023. Today we're going to dive into how to help look after your health in your 50s. Now, as you get older, it's definitely important to look after your health. Well, obviously, it's important to look after your health at any age, but it becomes even more important when you reach your 50s. Once you turn 50, you enter a new stage of life. You may be looking at retiring within the next 10 years or so and traveling the world. Perhaps you're watching your children leave home. Perhaps they're starting families of their own and you'd like to be around to watch your grandchildren grow up. But whatever the case may be, you're in your prime, and it's time to make sure that prime lasts for as long as possible. None of us stay young forever, and with age, we certainly start to feel it in our body. So I would like to offer up some helpful tips as to how you might be able to look after your health once you're in your 50s. First, get checked for common health conditions or problems. Now, there are some common health conditions that you may be more susceptible to as you get older. With that being said, get yourself checked for these health conditions. So should there be any underlying issues, they're spotted sooner rather than later. You can look for information on BHP, for example, and other common conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease to consider as well. Now, it's worth getting checked over routinely by your doctor as you get older, especially as it's going to help keep your mind at ease that everything is operating as it should. You also want to make sure you get at least 30 minutes of exercise every day. Now, getting regular exercise is definitely important as you get older. Ideally, you'll want to get in at least 30 minutes of exercise in every day. Now, if you're someone who doesn't do much exercise or doesn't necessarily enjoy it, try something new or some sport you've never tried before. Perhaps you just haven't found something that you enjoy yet. Getting outdoors for a brisk 30-minute walk each day can be a great place to start. Other things you might want to try include things like yoga, golf, cycling, or racket sports like pickleball, squash, or tennis. Anything that raises your heart rate and generates a little sweat is what you're aiming for. With regular exercise, you'll feel a lot better about yourself and a lot healthier as a result. And now you want to try to get as much exercise as possible during your working week. But don't forget about exercising your brain, because the power of mental exercise, especially as you age, cannot be understated. Another suggestion is to try to quit any bad habits that you may have. Quitting bad habits is going to feel good, especially as you get older. Your body can't do some of the things that it was able to do some 20 or 30 years ago, which means you want to take care of your body even more now. If you have any bad habits like drinking to excess, eating lots of fast food, drinking sugary soda, or smoking, then try to quit or curb these bad habits as best as you can. Changing old bad habits can certainly be a challenge, especially if you've been doing the same thing for decades, but starting with small steps in the right direction that you can sustain is really important. And if you'd like help making small sustainable changes to your eating habits, then be sure to contact us for a nutrition plan that will keep you headed in the right direction. And you can also check out our archives at happyhuman.com for more information about how to age gracefully, what the best brain food diet is, and how to stave off dementia. For another tip into your 50s to live well will be to get plenty of sleep each night. Now, everyone should be getting at least 7 hours of sleep each night. Now, when you enter your 50s, the more sleep you can get, the better. You want to be aiming for around 7 to 9 hours where possible. Sleep is good for your overall health. It keeps you in good shape, and it helps you feel good internally too. And lastly, you'll definitely want to continue to look after your mental well-being, because talking of your internal health, you want to look after your mental well-being, because every chapter of life you enter is a new one and a new opportunity to take stock of your life. Now, sometimes this can feel overwhelming, so maintaining a healthy brain as we age will help keep us sharp and vital. These tips will hopefully keep you thriving through your 50s and beyond. It's also important to know that it's never too late to start. So if you're ready to begin your journey towards long-term health, be sure to take a look at our services at happyhuman.com. As always, we welcome your thoughts and value your feedback, so please let us know what you think by dropping us a line or commenting on this podcast. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Stay happy and healthy.